Hi, welcome to an all-new Nevada Newsmakers. I'm Paul Enos. Today on our show, we have one of the state of Nevada's preeminent gaming attorneys. Scott Craigie has the rundown.
And today we're going to talk with Mike Alonzo, who's a senior partner with Jones Vargas. We're going to talk gaming today. It's the backbone of our economy.
And then on our pundit panel, we have Howard Rosenberg and Marlene Lockhart. You don't want to miss it.
Nevada Newsmakers, brought to you in part by the Tahoe-Reno Industrial Center, the world's largest industrial park, the resort at Red Hawk, and the Las Vegas Review-Journal and ReviewJournal.com.
Be here, not at divorce court. I'm divorce attorney Marilyn York. We protect men. You deserve a fair financial settlement and time with your children. We only seek men as clients and negotiate before going to court. Divorce is tough. I've been there, and I share my daughter with my ex-husband. Sarah, Raina, and I can help you.
If you need an attorney that gives a damn, call 324-7979 or visit MarilynYork.net for all your family law needs.
All systems check. All right, Sam, let's go check out some D&D roof.
Hey, Ken. From up here, you can really tell the difference a quality D&D roof makes.
You're right, Sam. With our experience, knowledge, and staff, nothing compares to a D&D roof.
Hey, look down there. It's our D&D roofing crew.
I'll bank the plane so we can get a closer look. Sam! You watch your company's bottom line, and I'll cover the top of it.
For more than a decade, the Southern Nevada Water Authority has been helping the community embrace conservation as a way of life. That includes replacing more than 50 million square feet of grass with water-smart landscaping. During the worst drought on record, watering restrictions and tough landscaping codes have reduced the community's water use by billions of gallons, even as thousands of new residents were moving into Nevada. That's smart water management, and that's our promise to Nevada.
This segment is sponsored by the law firm of Lewis & Rocha, providing local and regional clients in-depth legal resources in today's challenging business climate. This is Nevada Newsmakers with host Sam Shad, a no-holds-barred political forum. Now, from the Nevada Newsmakers broadcast headquarters, here is Sam Shad.
And back on Nevada Newsmakers, we're talking to one of the great gaming analysts in the state. He's a gaming attorney, works for Jones Vargas, Mike Alonzo. Always a pleasure to have you on the program, sir.
Thanks, Sam. I'm happy to be here.
We're taping this on Christmas Eve to playback at this time. And the headline in the Review Journal today, Station Casinos taps credit line. Analysts say restructuring of debt may be on the way for locals giant that could soon include a bankruptcy filing. What's the latest that you're hearing?
Well, I mean, again, I think I'm reading what you're reading, and I think they're, you know, it's probably a good speculation that they are hoarding cash to get to a point of trying to restructure the debt load that they have. They tried to buy back some of their bonds and restructure that, and that didn't work. But that was, I think, a first phase. I'm sure they'll continue to go down that road. And between, you know, the Fertittas and Colony, you know, I don't think they're going to let this thing go without a fight. And but they have a massive debt load, and obviously the economy has hurt the properties. And the bright spot is, I mean, they did open Aliante in the middle of all this, and you got to give them credit for that.
No, absolutely, and creating new jobs. And I think one of the things that perhaps the public doesn't understand, because they hear the word bankruptcy and they think, oh, company's going down, but actually that allows companies to restructure in a way that they can come out of it in a much healthier position, because the Fertittas, I think four of them, came away with $1.3 billion each when the move was made to go private. And so it's not like that there's not capital that they could put in. The two brothers, Lorenzo and Frank, also own the UFC, which is a huge success. They bought it for a couple of million dollars, and now it's worth $1 billion. So, it like we saw with Sheldon Adelson in the Sands, I mean, he put in $1 billion of his own money to be able to make the notes. So, do we expect to see more things like that?
You know, I'm not sure exactly how it'll look at the end of the day. I mean, Colony Capital owns the majority of stations after they went private, and obviously they have a vested interest. They have other casinos in New Jersey, in Las Vegas. So, you know, it's still a viable company with great properties and great real estate holdings that maybe aren't worth a whole lot today, but still have gaming entitlements on them in the future. And that was something that was always a great growth prospect for Station Casinos. And I think, you know, Frank is a very smart guy, and they'll figure it out. But right now it's just, you know, they did a similar to Harrah's. When you do a going private transaction that you borrow so much money and the economy tanks the way it has, and that's what you end up with. And
well, and the long-term prospects of these companies, you know, they have been land hogs. They bought up land all around the Las Vegas Valley. They bought land up in northern Nevada and elsewhere. And so as the growth, when it restarts, probably 2010 or around that point, they are perfectly positioned for whatever comeback, plus that huge tract of land they've got on the other side of I-15.
Yeah, which would be a completely different project for them. I would be more of a strip-type, very large-scale project. And maybe that project will change drastically depending on how we come out of this economy, but you know, I think there was an analyst yesterday that, or rating agency that's pretty well respected, and I don't remember who it was. I saw it on the wire, but that, you know, the gaming industry should start to see a recovery in 2010. And, you know, again, how can you predict that? But I think...
Well, you know, I look at it from a political point of view. I think that for Nevada, you have to see a resurgence in some way brought on by the stimulus package for Senator Reid to get reelected, because if Nevada's economy is in tatters, he's going to have a much harder time being reelected. And for President-elect Obama, for his reelection chances in 2012, that the economy by 2010 has to be turning around, otherwise he's not going to get reelected. So I think that's... where I look at the time frame.
Yeah, I think that's great insight, and I think that, you know, whatever stimulus package is going to come out, you know, is going to come out soon. I mean, Obama's going to take over, and something's going to have to happen. I mean, they're going to keep trying things, whether they work or not, we'll
see.
January
21st.
Right.
I think they'll get done with the parties, and then the first announcement they'll make.
Right.
Let's talk about something that Phil Satre said to me a few months ago, before this crisis all took place. We were talking about Kirk Kerkorian, and I was talking about how he had built and sold the largest hotels in casinos in the world, and that he had held on to MGM Mirage for a long time. And he said, well, the thing about Kirk Kerkorian is he doesn't fall in love with assets. And then we see MGM Mirage needs money, and they sell off Treasure Island. Now, we saw this great coming together of these gaming companies under Harrah's and MGM Mirage. Do you anticipate, because of the financial situation, that we're going to see more of these properties being split off and going to people who are sitting on a pile of cash like Phil Ruffin?
Well, I think you could. I think, you know, that it has a negative side to it, too, that where it's showing weakness. I mean, employees get concerned, customers may get concerned. I mean, those kinds of things. But, you know, I heard a rumor the other day that Mirage is being sold, the Mirage. And I don't know if that's true or not, but that's the rumor out there, and for a little over $1 billion. That would make sense. MGM needs money. These are assets that maybe for them at this point, given City Center, given Bellagio, given the other stuff they have on the south side of the Strip and everything else they have around the world, that makes sense to sell those off. You know, it's hard to do deals right now, and Phil Ruffin obviously was sitting on a lot of money and wanted something. And, you know, Penn National is a great company that's sitting out there in a pile of money because of a breakup fee that they received early, you know, when they were going private, and that deal went south because of the economy. So Penn's obviously a company that could do it.
And they own racetracks back east.
Yeah, and they've done very well. And you know, but I think it gets lost on people. Everybody wants to talk about the negative stuff every single day, and you don't hear any good news. I mean, MGM Mirage is embarking on a process now to hire 12,000 people. 100,000 applications are going to go through, and they're going to hire 12,000 people. Encore just opened. I mean, it's an incredible property that Steve Wynn opened. You know,
and there were hundreds of people lined up outside in the cold to try and get in,
yeah.
And they were letting them in, 20 come out, 20 go in.
Yeah.
Let's take a break. Much more with Mike Alonzo when we come back.
To contact Nevada Newsmakers, call 775-857-2244 or go to NevadaNewsmakers.com.
Discover a place where entrees are served free of distractions. Wine Spectator has.
Item 29 was held, so that brings us to item 30, which is related to 31 and 32 and can be heard together if the commission wishes.
Items 30, 31, and 32 have been called forward. Is there any discussion on those items from the commission?
Yeah. Hey, Roy. It'd really mean a lot to me if we could put to motion item 30. That's my favorite, personal favorite.
There's an easier way inside local politics. Las Vegas Review-Journal. Get inside.
If you're looking for real craftsmanship in metal fabrication, Deluxe Welding will creatively support your design. They take welding to an art form. Custom fabrication, beams and columns, railings, truss brackets, steel and precast concrete stairs. They can come to your location or provide you with the material for your project. Steel, stainless steel, and aluminum. See Don and Matt's work at DeluxeWelding.com. If it's made of metal, they'll make it magnificent.
This segment is sponsored by the law firm of Lewis & Rocha, providing local and regional clients in-depth legal resources in today's challenging business climate. And now, back to Nevada Newsmakers with Sam Shad.
And we continue our conversation with Mike Alonzo of Jones Vargas, one of the country's leading gaming experts. You were talking about positives and negatives here, and I really wanted to go into this because it was interesting. There was an editorial in the Reno Gazette Journal upset about the fact that the Silver Club in Sparks had closed down, or was going to close down in January, and Fitzgerald's had closed down. And first of all, the blame is always put on Indian gaming, and this is just so stupid because the Silver Club, they had not invested any money in that property in years. The Holder Group took it over and did absolutely nothing with it, or any of their other properties for that matter. Fitzgerald's, when it was operating under Fitzgerald's, was turning in about $8 million a year profit. When it was being run by the bankruptcy manager, it dropped down to about $2 million. And then in this economic crunch, they were not a top-line property. Again, the Casillas and Fernando Leo had not had an opportunity to invest in the property, and so they closed it down because they were going to open up another property. So it's not Indian gaming. It's either a lack of investment, like it was for the Sundown, and no improvements in 25 years. So I think people should quit whining about Indian gaming, and I think they should look at it as we're training more people to gamble and to come to places like Reno and Las Vegas. But the other thing is, there's a positive aspect, which is John Esquaga's Nuggets should be celebrating that the Silver Club has gone there for more business in Sparks goes to them. The same for the big four players in downtown Reno, that now there's 600 rooms or however many it was at Fitzgerald's that are now taken out. So those are actually positive signs. They're going to make the remaining companies more strong, aren't they?
Well, I think, you know, that's true to a certain extent. This industry is very competitive, you know, and people who don't think it is don't know what they're talking about. And if they think that you open up a casino and you just start making money, I mean, they obviously don't know what they're talking about. And with Indian gaming, I think, in California, I mean, you had Red Hawk open up on Highway, you know, just off of Highway 50, and that definitely is going to have an impact on South Lake Tahoe. That's been a long time coming. I think it's going to have an impact. But what you said earlier is right, Sam. I mean, people have to, and these companies that are investing in their properties, I mean, and I don't want to give Steve Wynn all the credit, but, I mean, he deserves a lot of credit. He's building properties that, you know, Bellagio is the hottest thing on the Strip. He doesn't own it anymore, but he built a property that seems to last and seems to withstand the economic pressure a little bit better than others do. But you're right. I mean, they have to invest in their properties if they can, and if they can't, they're either going to shut down or somebody else is going to come along and buy them
I'll give you a couple of other examples. I was over at Shields yesterday, the world's largest sporting goods store built in Sparks. The place is unbelievable. And I'm not even an outdoors person. And I went around there with a tourist, and it is just unbelievable. And when they eventually build a hotel casino next door to there, they are going to have great synergy. Now, you have Cabela's, which is doing better than expected business, and yet Pinnacle didn't put a dime into Boomtown, and so there was no benefit there. I mean, if you don't invest the money, you're not going to get the return. It's not just going to magically happen.
Well, and you know, and in all fairness to Cabela's, I think there's Cabela's in Kansas City as well that didn't really help the casinos there. I mean, I think it's a different customer, but the hotel side you should pick up because those people are driving here and they're staying overnight.
Yeah, but don't you look at it and go, okay, I've got a Cabela's. Maybe I need to retheme my casino to match what they're doing and take advantage of it.
And I think Pinnacle is looking at their assets and saying, where are we going to put our money? And you know, that's part of the problem. So I think sales, it goes back to sort of the Treasure Island thing you brought up, where MGM Mirage has to focus on City Center right now, and that's the future of the company and some of their other assets. Phil Ruffin can come in, and he's not going to have any debt. I mean, he'll have a note to MGM, but it'll be something he can manage very easily. Keeps the management, he keeps the people there, but he can look at it a different way, and he's not tied into that whole big structure of MGM, and he can be competitive. And I think that's what you're saying in other places, too. I mean, some of these people coming in and buying, if they could get the access to capital to do it, which is a huge problem right now, that's a good thing. I mean, maybe selling Boomtown would be great. If somebody came along with a vision that's different from what Pinnacle has right now, it'd be better. Might be better. I don't know.
You mean sitting still? Okay, I won't let you go there. Okay, Las Vegas Sands. Do things turn around for them when Singapore opens?
I don't think Singapore by itself is enough to turn around what's going on. I mean, I don't know enough about what the impact that Macau is going to ultimately have on this company. Because basically, if you read these articles, I mean, it's a ghost town now on the Cotai Strip. They've stopped construction, and 13,000 people were laid off. And that was on the construction side, I think. But also, 500 people got laid off yesterday, management-level people out of the Sands Macau, I think. And the business levels just aren't there. And there's a lot of articles in the last couple of days on what's happening there, the visa restrictions out of China, but also the economy. And so, you know, there was an article, I think, yesterday about how they laid off half the gondoliers, and only two of the gondolas on the Venetian-style canals that they put in Macau are running. Two out of 52 or something like that. They had custom-made. That tells you something about what's going on in that marketplace.
But it's also interesting that I always feel that Wall Street just doesn't understand gaming and the land that they own and the ideas and concepts that they have. These are the kind of things that Wall Street looks at and goes, okay, they're doing all the things we want. They're cutting their employees, they're cutting out management, they're slowing down projects, it's a bad economy, so therefore they're doing all the right things. Now they're in a better position to get loans or whatever they might need to restructure.
Again, you know, I think it's hard in that marketplace. I mean, I think they're so big there that's the difficulty for Las Vegas Sands. You know, if you listen to the win side of the equation, they're saying things aren't that bad in Macau. So I think it depends. I mean, I think the problem for Las Vegas Sands is it was such a big bite, and they didn't have all their financing in place. And Las Vegas market got hit. They just opened up Palazzo. I mean, there's just a lot of things I think that happened. But you have an owner or majority owner who could put $1 billion of cash into the company. And, I mean, he took a big cut on his ownership stake, but he's keeping that company alive. And I don't know what will happen in the future. And you know,
I have to say I'm optimistic.
Oh, I'm optimistic. I'm talking about Macau. Yeah. I don't know what will happen, you know, if the Chinese government will continue to restrict travel. That market's going to struggle for a long time. I think even if the economy rebounds and they're continuing to restrict travel, I think that's just, it's a supply and demand thing. If you can't get the people there because of governmental restrictions, you know, it's going to be tough to grow.
Okay, and that's where we got to leave it. Always a pleasure having on the program, sir.
Thanks, Sam.
We'll be right back on Nevada Newsmakers after this timeout.
Success at TRI has come from public-private partnerships. We're here at the USA Parkway Extension with Roger Norman, master developer, and Bob Hess, Story County Commissioner. Let's listen in.
Roger, I see you're building some more roadway out here.
Yeah, we're completed 4 miles. We have 4 miles under construction, and we're on our way to Highway 50.
Welcome to the Tahoe-Reno Industrial Center, the largest industrial park in the world, building economic prosperity for Nevada.
Across the globe, they are their nation's best. On January 4th, the world comes to compete on one stage. The producers of So You Think You Can Dance and American Idol comes television's first global dance competition. Superstars of Dance, the world premiere Sunday, January 4th on NBC.
You'll be saying wow every time you use ShamWow. It holds 20 times its weight in liquid. Look at this. It just does the work. Doesn't trip. Doesn't make a mess. Wring it out. You wash it in the washing machine. This is for the house, the car. Use one as a towel. Put a wet sweater, roll it up. Wine, coffee, cola, pet stains. Not only is the damage going to be on top, there's your mildew. That is going to smell. Look at this. Put on the spill. Turn it over. Without even putting any pressure, 50% of the cola right there. You following me, camera guy? The other 50%, the color starts to come up. No other towel's gonna do that. It acts like a vacuum. And look at this, virtually dry on the bottom. You're gonna spend $20 every month on paper towels anyway. You're throwing your money away. Mini ShamWows are for everyday use.
You'll get 4 ShamWows for $19.95.
You call now within the next 20 minutes, because we can't do this all day. We'll give you a second set absolutely free. So that's 8 ShamWows for $19.95.
To order ShamWow, call 1-800-525-1586. That's 1-800-525-1586. Call now.
This is Nevada Newsmakers.
Back today with our Power Pundit panel, we have University Regent Howard Rosenberg, we have Marlene Lockhart with Capital Strategies, and our co-host Scott Craigie.
Marlene, Guy Roche is leaving his post as the state archivist. He's been there forever. He's leaving on kind of a sad note. He doesn't want to really leave, but you and I and all of us here, actually, have worked with him for a very long time. It's sad to see him go. At the same time, you know, he's leaving on principle.
Exactly. Guy's departure is a real loss to the state of Nevada. I know it is a tough budgetary time, and we're making cuts that are just untenable, but it goes back to what we've all been talking about so much these last few months. What kind of state do we really want to be? And when we start giving up our heritage and our history and the ability to, part of our culture, it's not what I have envisioned for Nevada personally, and I'm very sorry to see.
Well, Howard, he's one of what likely could be a parade of people who are in senior positions in state government who are going to be leaving because of these kind of circumstances.
Do you suppose he's watching?
Who?
Because if he is, don't do it. Call back your resignation. This is the time that all of us need to stay precisely where we are. And it's heartbreaking to watch some of the stuff being dismantled because you can't take care of it. But you can protect as much as you possibly can because you know where everything is and how to protect it. This is the time when principle is fine, you put it over here, and you protect what you've been given the reason to protect.
I have a belief that a person, a guy in the story, and I read only the news story, made it seem as though he was leaving because he couldn't protect. And I don't know if that's the inference got?
I got that as well. I mean, we're looking at 34% budget cuts right now from our last biennium. And I think a lot of people are looking at that and say, how do we do our job now? You know, what's the other option? The other option is raising taxes in a down economy. And I don't know that either option is really a good one at this point.
Or even feasible.
Well, I think we have to ask ourselves, you know, what kind of state do we want to be? You know, I look at our government, and, you know, we do have a pretty lean government on a state level. Local government is a different story. Yes. But on a state level, I think we do run a pretty tight ship for the most part. There's always some fat to trim, and I think that this governor's been very, very cognizant of looking for it. But when you have private industry that's hurting as well, and they're cutting the fat, it's kind of like the old adage goes, squeezing blood from a turnip. Marlene, can we squeeze any more out of private industry right
this
now?
This is where I think we are now. And Guy is leaving because he can't protect anymore. God. The next wave will decimate the program. And so then just don't have it. But to just, the point I've been trying to make in these cuts is that if you eliminate all of state government outside of public safety, education, and Medicaid in the health services area, eliminate everything. Eliminate it all, just like Chuck Muth wants to. Why have tourism, economic development? Why have all these things? It still doesn't close the gap of getting us where we want to be. And that's where I don't... So you can continue to just cut away where you decimate programs. I think the next wave, quite frankly, if we continue to cut, it is better to just eliminate whole programs than destroying every one that we have remaining. Decide what you want to have remain and then eliminate other programs
We know from the media that we've read, too, that Medicaid and Medicare are cut to the bone, and they're at the point now where hospitals are having to make serious decisions. And, in fact, two hospitals have decided that they're going to walk away from doing Medicaid emergency service because they can't afford it. If a person comes in and comes in for an emergency room, the hospital eats the cost.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
And they can't afford to eat the cost, so they're actually talking about shutting down.
There are doctors going through the same thing because they will not be able to afford to take Medicare patients because, number one, it takes forever to get paid. You don't get the kind of money that you need to run your practice. How do you do it? Especially for a young doctor who is graduating with a debt that is absolutely unbelievable.
Yeah, really quick, is there anything that the state can do as far as public policy that can spur some economic growth in Nevada?
Yes. Read the chancellor's memos. They can drive you crazy, but he's got a couple of really good ideas in there. They really do.
And I'm hoping that the federal stimulus package really helps Nevada spur some infrastructure costs and get some of our roads being built and improvements made. I think we need to get Las Vegas working again.
Oh, yeah.
So many things are shut down. It's hurting us desperately.
Scott, real quick.
Actually, I think all of that's true. And bottom line is everyone has to start paying more attention to the institutions that we care about.
Thank you very much. We'll be back with our close.
The Franklin Mint proudly presents the U.S. Presidential Dollar Collection. This historic collection starts with our first four presidents. Each new presidential dollar is in brilliant, uncirculated condition and layered in luxurious 24-karat gold by the Franklin Mint. Each limited edition $1 coin was produced by the U.S. Mint for just 90 days, sealed with the signature of Jay Johnson, the 36th director of the U.S. Mint. Now you can receive these first four gold-plated presidential dollars for the amazing price of only $9.95. In addition, you'll receive a certificate of authenticity and a presidential library card for each president. But if you act now, you'll also receive this beautiful heirloom quality cherry wood finish presidential dollar display case, a $60 value absolutely free. Call or log on now to receive the U.S. Presidential Dollar Collection. Plus, you'll receive a certificate of authenticity and library cards, all for only $9.95. If you act now, you'll receive this $60 value display case to hold your entire collection free. Just pay shipping and handling. Be sure to ask your operator how you can receive this entire collection for a substantial savings. Order now.
When the IRS levied my business and personal accounts, I didn't know where to turn. My CPA recommended American Tax Relief.
Thousands of honest, hardworking Americans have turned to American Tax Relief. Good people, just like you, whose circumstances left them owing taxes they couldn't pay. People like the Clarks, who, due to illness and family emergencies, owed the IRS $30,000.
American Tax Relief got them to accept a fraction of what we owed.
And they let us keep our home.
If you owe over $10,000 to the IRS or state, call American Tax Relief for a free consultation. Find out how they can help you settle for less than you owe.
You wouldn't think of going to court without a lawyer. Why would you deal with the IRS alone?
I thought I was going to lose my business, but American Tax Relief got me a second chance.
Look, the IRS is offering you a one-time opportunity to settle your debt. This is your one second chance. Use it well.
Call 1-800-734-1892. The call and consultation are free, and there's no obligation. Call 1-800-734-1892.
Thanks for watching. Scott, who do we have coming on tomorrow?
Actually, we have one of the state's best people, Sheila Leslie from the Nevada Assembly, is going to be with us tomorrow. It's going to be a great show.
We'll see you tomorrow, guys.